So welcome back, folks, and I hope you are back with us and you've not been put off by my little rant, because I'd like to continue on this flow. You know, this is a pitch to save Grantham Town. You know, this is a fabulous town. What I've probably not also shared with you as yet is that this is the birthplace of Sir Isaac Newton. You know, so 3 miles down the road, south of us, is Sir Isaac Newton's birthplace. Now, obviously, the house will always draw attention because it's got our fabulous scientists. But it's a charming building also. So that's a place to be visited. Now, the town of Grantham, you know, as I was talking about, our population, I would hazard a guess it's got to be about 42,000. That's taking in the outer villages. And my God, we've got some wonderful villages and hamlets around the surrounding areas. And, you know, people come to this area because of the accommodation and the village life in those villages. And you know what's sad? All those people get into their nice motor cars and they drive to other towns and other cities, because there's nothing in Grantham for them to want. And that is sad. You know, like I say, the infrastructure works well, it's very pleasant, but it needs, like any town, like the little town of Bawtry I told you about. I walked down that street, they were all individual shops. What happens when you have an individual investing in something? They have a vested interest. It's like you and your child. You know, you see people driving around when you're young, youthful. We've all done it in sports cars. We meet someone. And this comes back to the interconnectedness I talk about, the recognition. And this is why all of this is connected. So you can use everything as an example. So they meet a partner, they have a child, and you see that person change, because now there's someone they have to take care of. If you get private individuals having places in the town, they then have a vested interest. They look after it. Now, we need to change, and the government at top had better be listening to this, because I'm not taking this lying down. I'm writing to them. We get all of these charity situation in the arts, you know, charitable status. Monies are given to these places. Some of them, as I've mentioned before, do not have the integrity to be called cultural places. They're trying to create things. There are too many cultural places and they do not have what it takes. So all this money is given away to them. 3 years later, the doors are shut. We have to become more select. There has to be a way for us to start rethinking how we regenerate our cities and towns. Now, there are a lot of very hard-working people out there in not just Grantham, but all around these market towns. They need assistance. You see young people sacrificing their savings, more matured people. They last no more than 2 years, because that's the budget they've worked out on a business plan. They've got 2 years, the rates are high, we're being constantly clobbered. After 2 years, they've not got the customership, the clientele. It's not working. Anyone can put figures, a long-range figures, on paper and tell you this is what they estimate over a period. And I've read it in our local paper, what these councillors are telling us over X amount of years they'll pull in. I tell you what, they've not been in business, where when you stand there in a shop, No one comes through that door, but at the end of the year, you have to find that money to pay that annual rate. That's a big difference. That's very different than standing up on a stage in front of people with your sleeves rolled up, talking nicely to people, because the other trick they've got is they feel terribly proud when they're able to talk. They've learned their speech, you know, and they think it brings passion. Well, I'm bringing passion to this because you know why? Because I really do care about this. Look, we get to a certain stage in life. And it's like I said in, and I will have reiterate these things I've said in other programs to keep you alive and in touch. You get to a point in life and you realize what you're really, what it's all about. And, you know, it's like, and we'll do an insert of this actually, because in our local school, this is some of our children. They come up and they visit this house. They're sitting in here drawing the paintings on the walls. And I'm passionate about them being educated to understand all of this. And that's another thing we have to do. We have to change the way the curriculum works. And I tell you for why, and that's why I take part in this. Because these little people, what they're actually saying, you just see the blank paper being held up, and we will do an insert so you can see, and this is all they're asking of us. We stand before you like blank sheets of paper to be informed and be inspired. They're not wanting any more. They're relying on us not to muck up their lives. And if we keep concreting over, asphalting over the green fields when we're getting floodplains with the water nowhere to go, chopping trees down, what are we leaving for them? You know, there's not much thought going into this. They bring these counsellors in, and it really does upset me. For 5 years, if they last that length of time, you don't... Look, when you're planning these things, you need a much longer time. It's like I said to you in the first of these about the Cotswolds. The Cotswolds were nearly obliterated. Today, you have to be on a damn good wage to be able to get a little cottage in the Cotswolds. Because it's so sought after. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to be patient. But there are people in Grantham Town, they're working. They're working their socks off. And they're being clobbered time and time again with the rates are going up for the private individuals who own the buildings there. So we must find a way of regenerating that town. We have a one... Look, Grantham Church, our church, we have a wonderful spire. It is said second only to Salisbury, if you know Salisbury, which as a spire, it's got to be the finest in the land. So it's not as if we have the famous King's School, which is where Sir Isaac Newton went. We have the school Margaret Thatcher went to, the girls' equivalent. There are some other fine schools. Look, people come to Lincolnshire for the schools. A lot of the people who've come to Lincolnshire, they've come here for the schools. We've got some fine grammar schools. Now, I don't know how much more I can say. Believe me, there's an awful lot more to be said. But we have to. And I'm making an appeal. I'm not trying to castigate any one individual personally. This is without prejudice. I am appealing to the councillors. I'm appealing to the government that if you cannot see What's going on? Sky Ocean Rescue have brought a lot to our attention about the plastic buildup out at sea. There's a man, even as I speak, is in the Antarctic, swimming a mile. He's risking his life to draw attention to what's happening. It's melting away. And we've got billions coming here to build more retail parks. And I'm telling you, I travel the country. They are empty. People are shopping online. Please, please, Grandthamian and any other town you're in, get off the lazy boy sofas, away from the large screen television, and let's look after the future. Do not let your sons and daughters and their sons and daughters down, because the way things are going, it'll be irreversible. Thank you for watching me, and please stay with this, because today it's us. Tomorrow it could be your town, and I hope when you hear the call, you will have what it takes to say no more. Notice the gestures I use. We talked about our Christ figures. These are symbols. We can see them in our earliest paintings, from the finger, the one finger. We say no more. We, the people, are now pushing back. We are not going to have you destroy our lives and the young people of the day's life. We have to get together and talk about this. You're not going to come in every 5 years and squander our taxpayers' monies and ruin their lives. It will be irreversible. Stop. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on the next voyage, and please do come along. We want your support, and incidentally, we need you to subscribe. We need the help. This is all coming from our fob pocket, and a fob pocket is very tiny. Please come on board. Thank you. Goodbye.